The marketers of Plume Motor Spirit and Mobil Oil present Mobil Quest 1952. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to the Vacuum Theater, where everything is ready for the 18th heat of the 1952 Mobil Quest, which comes to you each week with the compliments of the Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobil service station. Australia's greatest vocal contest is fast approaching its exciting climax, for this is the last heat. The first of the six semi-finals will be presented next week, and before we finish tonight's program, we'll announce the names of all the singers who will take part in what we're sure will be some of the keenest contests ever broadcast in Australia. And now here again is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. The first singer tonight is a mezzo-soprano from Canterbury, Victoria. Ladies and gentlemen, here is competitor number 52, Muriel Loke. Well now, Muriel, this is your second year in Mobil Quest. What have you been doing since we saw you before?
Singing, John.
Well, just singing?
Well, that's about all I have time for.
Well, you mean it's your full-time occupation?
Yes. I'm a member of the ABC Melbourne Singers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played a few parts in the last opera season.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also joined the National Opera School.
Oh. What do you do apart from that?
Well, I practice and take whatever engagements come along. You see, I'm saving very hard to go abroad.
Oh, I see. And where do you plan to go and when?
At the end of the year, I hope, to England.
Well, maybe Mobil Quest can help you on your way. I hope so. Now let's have your ballad. Ladies and gentlemen, Muriel Loke sings Dedication by Schumann.
God, my soul, God, my heart, thou art my joy and sadness art. Thou art my world when I am poor. I have not thought when I'm over. Thou art my grave wherein I cast. Make me by word, I love to own, I glance to me, my self-assured. God ever round me hovering by, my guardian sight, my better eye. Oh, and my soul, and my heart, God of my joy.
Sung by Mobil Quest competitor number 52, Muriel Loke of Victoria. Now take my advice and make your local white Mobil service station your motoring headquarters. It'll definitely pay you to pull up at your Mobil service station for requirements of Plume Motor Spirit, Mobil Oil, and complete Mobil lubrication service. Always look for the sign of the flying red horse, the world-famous symbol of quality and service. And now we welcome competitor number 53. He's a baritone from Auburn, New South Wales. Ladies and gentlemen, Victor Charles. You're a newcomer to Mobil Quest, I think, Victor, so perhaps you'd tell us something about yourself. For instance, what sort of a job do you do?
Well, John, it's something a little out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a stained glass craftsman.
Stained glass craftsman. Well, you mean you make those beautiful windows we see in churches?
That's right.
Well, now, can you tell us in just a few words how stained glass windows are made?
Well, very briefly, the artist prepares his design. Then I choose and cut the special type of glass we use. English antique, it's called.
I see. What then?
The pieces of glass are waxed together and then sent back to the artist for painting.
Yes.
And then it comes back to our works for the leading together.
I see. And then you have a stained glass window.
Doesn't sound easy
when it's put like that. But I know it must call for a great deal of skill and a lot of patience. And you still have time for singing on top of all.
Yes, I've sung in opera and toured with Gracie Fields when she was here a few years ago.
Did you? Must have been interesting. Well, now, let's hear you sing your ballad. Victor Charles will sing a Human's Ballad without a song. Competitor Victor Charles of New South Wales, who will sing again in the second half of this, the 18th heat. But now we welcome a soprano from Forestville, South Australia. Here is competitor number 54, Ray Cocking. Welcome to you, Ray. And can we hear something about you, too? Do you work, for instance?
Oh, yes. I'm a receptionist and model in an Adelaide frock agency.
And singing is just part-time work with you, is it?
Oh, no. I've done some touring with Oklahoma and Song of Norway.
Did you? What sort of parts did you play?
Well, in Song of Norway, I did a song and dance routine.
Well, so you're a dancer, too.
Oh, heavens, no. It took them 6 weeks to teach me the simplest dance routine you ever saw.
But you made it.
Yes, but I think I must have two left legs.
I doubt that very much.
You should have seen the night I finished up on the floor, and the plaits I was wearing shot off onto the conductor's lap.
Oh, dear, but all things considered, you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, I loved it.
I thought so. I think you'd get some fun out of most things. So let's hear your first song. Ray Cocking of South Australia will sing Romance from the Desert Song.
Romance, a playboy who is born each spring, who keeps the nightingale to sing a very pretty song. I love you. Romance, a legend on an old brocade, a prince who tells a country maid, I love you. Now where this whimsy comes from, I don't know.
The Desert Song was sung by Ray Cocking of South Australia. And so we've heard the three singers who tonight are contesting this last heat of the 1952 Mobile Quest. In just a few moments, they'll each sing for us again. Motorists, if it's service you want, you can rely on your local White Mobile service station to give you the service that ensures easy, safe, reliable, and economical motoring. So motorists always pull in at a White Mobile service station under the sign of the Flying Red Horse for Plume Motor Spirit, Mobile Oil, and mobile-friendly service. And now back to music, and Muriel Loke of Victoria comes forward to sing again. This time she's chosen an aria from Samson and Delilah by Saint-Saëns. Love, come to my aid.
Bye.
try to banish my image, my name from his heart. Burning memories, this orb is torn. I am now apart. Yes, he is mine, and more than save him, my brothers, hear me shouting pride. I am Lord Devil Bray. And keep him captive at my side. Oh,
in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest was Muriel Loke of Victoria. And now Victor Charles is ready with his second song. It's from Gounod's opera, Faust, Even Bravest Heart.
When alone my one But when danger to glory shall call me, I still will be first in the fray. By the delight in his bridal array, as a knight in his bridal array. Careless what fate may befall me, careless what fate may befall me, when glory shall call me. Yet the bravest heart may swell in the moment of farewell, loving smile of sister kind. Quiet on I leave behind.
Number 53 in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest was Victor Charles of New South Wales. And again we present Ray Cocking of South Australia. From Puccini's opera La Boheme, she will sing Musetta's Waltz Song.
Thank you.
Predator number 54 in the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest was Ray Cocking of South Australia. Well, whom have you chosen as winner of the 18th heat? Muriel Loke of Victoria, Victor Charles of New South Wales, or Ray Cocking? In just a few moments, you'll be able to check your judgment with the decision of the adjudicators. Now, as we promised earlier in this program, here are the names of the contestants who have qualified for participation in the Mobile Quest semifinals, which will commence next week. The winner of tonight's heat, who will also qualify, will be announced as soon as the adjudicators reach their decision. And here are the semifinalists: John Weaving of Canterbury, Victoria, Angelina Arena of Maroubra, New South Wales, Jacqueline Talbot of Randwick, New South Wales, Douglas Mitchell, Ashfield, New South Wales, Conway Nichols of St Kilda, Victoria, Elizabeth Allen of Mortdale, New South Wales, Donald Smith of Brisbane, Queensland, Heather McMillan of Castle Hill, New South Wales, Violet Harper of Parkville, Victoria, Audrey Warrod of Haberfield, New South Wales, Dorothea Deegan of West Brunswick, Victoria, Marjorie Conley of Mascot, New South Wales, Robert Allman of Baldwin, Victoria, Loris Sutton of East Preston, Victoria, and Eric Mitchelson, also of East Preston, Victoria, Neil Easton of Annandale, New South Wales, Joyce Simmons of Abbotsford, Victoria, Raymond MacDonald of Grange, Queensland, Marjorie Harrison of Ascot Vale, Victoria, Patricia Church of Cremorne, New South Wales, Gwendolyn Minogue of Narromburn, New South Wales, Alan McEachran of Ashfield, New South Wales, and Noel Spark of Northcote, Victoria. And now for the winner of tonight's heat. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this final heat of the 1952 Mobile Quest is the soprano from Forestville, South Australia, Ray Cocking. Tonight's broadcast of the 18th heat of the 1952 Mobile Quest was compared by John Curtis. The broadcast presentation was by Roland Strong, and the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of Mobile Quest, which comes to you each week with the compliments of the Vacuum Oil Company and your local mobile service station. Remember, for better motoring, always buy from the Plume pump.